The government today asking for Aadhaar hearings to be deferred. The deadline for mandatory linking of Aadhaar to get the benefits of various government schemes is now, they say, has now been extended till the 31st of March next year for those who do not have the 12-digit biometric identification number. That's what the centre told the Supreme Court today. The Attorney General, K.K. Venugopal, telling the bench that no coercive action would be taken against those who do not have Aadhaar cards but are willing to enroll for it, and added that they would not be denied benefits of social welfare schemes until March 31st next year. However, senior advocate Shyam Diwan, appearing for some of the petitioners, said many who have Aadhaar cards don't want to link them. Can the government in fact assure them that there will be no coercive action against them? Well, the matter will be heard once again on Monday.
For 78-year-old Surjeet Kaur, who has failed to get an Aadhaar card despite multiple efforts, the directive to link bank accounts with Aadhaar has become a nightmare. With the government saying that accounts not linked to Aadhaar will be frozen after the linking deadline passes, Surjeet fears she could lose access to her pension account.
दूसरी बार उन्होंने कहा मशीन खराब है, अब फिर बनवाएंगे, लेकिन ऐसा है कि ये जो मुश्किल है, ये मैं तो कर सकती हूँ इसलिए कि मेरा बेटा मेरे पास है, वो सब कुछ कर लेता है, लेकिन मेरे जैसे कई औरतें हैं जिनका कोई करने वाला नहीं भी है, तो उनके साथ ऐसी मुश्किल आती है ना कि वो किससे कहें, किससे बनाएं।
Banks have been bombarding customers with messages, emails and calls about the dire consequences of failing to link their accounts. Legal experts claim that the legality of such actions is still under question.
This notification by the government has been challenged, and those hearings may take place sometime in November and December, where the Supreme Court may say whether this linkage of Aadhaar to bank accounts, whether that push by the government is legal or not.
However, bank officials admit they too are under pressure and have raised their grievances with the government.
Due to the manpower shortage at this moment, it is very difficult to link all the bank accounts with the Aadhaar in 2 months' time.
The future of millions of account holders now depends on the Supreme Court's verdict on Aadhaar. From New Delhi, this is Sukirti Dwivedi for NDTV.
So as the Aadhaar matter drags out in the courts, spare a thought really for those who we just heard, those who are trying desperately to link their Aadhaar to various critical services. A great deal of chaos on the ground, also much confusion over what will happen if people fail to link their Aadhaar number with their bank accounts and mobile numbers. Well, to put all of this into perspective for us, we're being joined on the program tonight by Sanjay Hegde, senior advocate of the Supreme Court. Tehsin Poonawalla, political analyst and entrepreneur, joining us. He's also a petitioner in the case of linking the Aadhaar to mobile phones. Ravindra Gupta, Joint General Secretary of the All India Bank Officers Confederation, is with us tonight, as is Abhay Aima, Director of HDFC Securities. We're also going to be joined by Sunil Alag in a short while from now. But Sanjay Hegde, let me begin with you. The RBI, of course, clarifying it's mandatory now to link Aadhaar to bank accounts under the amended Prevention of Money Laundering Act today. The Attorney General saying linking of Aadhaar to get benefits of government welfare schemes has now been extended till the 31st of March for those who are not enrolled under Aadhaar yet. But still, no clarification on whether there will be coercive action against those who are choosing not to link Aadhaar to various accounts. What is going to happen to them then when the deadline expires? There's so many of us, we're being bombarded every day by these messages from banks, from mobile operators, all threatening dire consequences. Is this even legal?
The legality of it is in question, and it is being tested in the Supreme Court. The real, all of you who are worried, I have only one advice for you. Wait for a definitive verdict from the Supreme Court, or wait for a definitive interim order. What is happening right now is that the government is going all out to try and extend the Aadhaar network under pain of freezing of accounts or disconnection of mobiles. They are using the fig leaf of government regulations or some Supreme Court orders which they think empower them to impose Aadhaar on everyone. Aadhaar cannot be made compulsory. The challenge is pending. There have been earlier interim orders of the Supreme Court which made it clear that Aadhaar was only to be used for certain government benefits. Now, what the government is doing is using, is denying even public utilities like telephones, like right. access to the banking system by mandating the linking of Aadhaar.
Yes.
That is plainly illegal. Like for instance, the banking situation. The government is using the Prevention of Money Laundering Act.
Yes.
Now, under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, if you have to freeze anybody's bank account, you need a court order. Instead of that, they have issued orders saying that everybody who has a bank account above a certain limit,
yes.
they have to link it.
Right.
Then they push the banking industry through various directives and things like that, saying try and get as many customers roped in as possible. They're doing the same thing with universities, schools,
yes, yes.
examination boards.
Absolutely.
The Aadhaar network is being expanded without waiting for a definitive verdict from the Supreme Court.
Right,
I don't think it will fly.
Okay, you think it won't fly, but in the meantime, we're continuing to see this push. Tehsin Poonawalla, you filed a plea yeah. in the Supreme Court against the linking of mobile numbers with Aadhaar.
Yeah.
What is the crux of your plea then? That doesn't really even come under the ambit of this Prevention of Money Laundering Act, which could in fact apply to bank accounts possibly, but why bring mobile numbers into it?
Thanks, Sankita, and I'm completely on board with what Sanjay G is saying. Please understand one thing, your mm-hmm. mobile operators, most of them are private operators. As we speak now, one private operator is in talks with another private operator to sell his mobile company.
Right.
What happens to the data that they have collected? As of today, despite, as Sanjay ji is right, the Supreme Court saying Aadhaar cannot be made mandatory, you cannot get a new connection without Aadhaar being, without giving your Aadhaar number, Aadhaar card, and mobile operators are taking your thumb impression. That means not just they have your Aadhaar card, they also have your biometrics.
Yes.
Now, your mobile phone is used for most people, 90% of the people use their mobile phones to book a cab, to book a hotel room, to go
so
to
there
hotels.
So, there is no aspect of your life then that is private anymore.
Absolutely. While the government itself has admitted in the Honorable Supreme Court, as late as today, the AG admitted that the data protection laws are still being framed. Mobile companies and private operator have access to your data. I just want to add one more point that I was discussing with you off the record before. You know, the finance minister said in Parliament, this is regarding the banking accounts, that you know, your bank accounts will be linked, and you know, your banks could also be hacked if you didn't have Aadhaar. Now, there is something that's very important you need to know. The first thing any IT expert will tell you is never have one password for everything. Your Facebook, Twitter, your phone, your email must have separate passwords. When you link, and source from the banking industry, when you link all your bank accounts to
yes.
one Aadhaar number, it is so easy to access it. And please send your NDTV camera to my house tomorrow in Pune. My own cook is a victim of online banking fraud. He's linked his Aadhaar to his banking account. Therefore, the number of banking frauds have gone up
right.
manifold in the
okay.
past 1 year.
Okay, we're taking all your concerns on board. I want to bring in Abhay Aima into the discussion at this point. I think really the crux of this boils down to why this hurry in making Aadhaar mandatory when the Supreme Court is still to give its final word on the matter, particularly when there seems to be so many concerns about privacy and indeed about data security.
See, I don't represent the government, so that's not a question that I'll be able to answer. But if standalone basis, we'll eventually see what the Supreme Court has to say. But I don't see this, you know, so much of negativity against Aadhaar. Why? I mean, it has got a lot of benefits which would otherwise, you know, make us at par with, in terms of transparency, in terms of checking KYC norms, in terms of Benami accounts, in terms of, you know, if there is a attempt to get a fake phone number, which is used often by terrorist organization. So the benefits that if you have a unique identification number, like the Social Security in US, are humongous. So, you know, as far as compromising on the privacy of an individual is concerned, let me tell you, the moment you have a mobile phone, and you have a credit card, between the two of them at any point of time, forget your privacy. The people will be able to know whether you're in your bedroom or your bathroom. So does that mean, you know, you should not use your mobile phone, you should not use your credit card? There are downsides to it, and proper precautions should be taken. But it is one of the largest exercises taken, biometric exercises ever taken in the world, and so far implemented successfully.
Just
so I fail to see the negativity against it.
All right, sir, I just want to ask you, You know, what we're hearing now is that the government can in fact seize a citizen's bank account or freeze it if they do not link the bank accounts to their Aadhaar numbers. Now, what is the legal basis for doing that? Aren't there other ways and means to crack down on black money if that is indeed the intended objective?
No, a KYC, I mean, then you can even question why should there be a KYC for the account? Why should you need a passport for identification? Why should you need anyone can open an account? So there is no end to it. Now, which is the most effective form of, why do we have KYC? Why do you need to know the customer? Because of money laundering exercises, because of money being funded. So if there is an excellent foolproof system which cannot be duplicated, then isn't it sensible to use that as the most mean for identification? I mean, you can question every identification. Why do we need a passport? Why do we need a license? Why
Sanjay
do we need
Hegde,
a PAN card?
I think, has a response to that. Sanjay, go ahead.
We have something which cannot be misused, something which cannot be duplicated.
Well, my simple response is this.
Yes.
That Aadhaar benefits are not for the citizen, but Aadhaar benefits are exclusively being claimed by the state. It is beneficial to the state, saying that we will know exactly where you are spending, what is the level of your income, how many times you travel by air, every aspect of your life. If the state has to know and it is beneficial to the state, what is the citizen getting? The citizen is surrendering everything. He is surrendering to a surveillance state. I don't see the benefit argument at all. What the Supreme Court said was that where the state gives something extra to a citizen, where the state gives somebody a subsidy, like for subsidized food grains or subsidized gas, there to prevent leakages, fine, you want to get you want somebody's identity known, yes. But now for every service, whether your phone or your banking account, if the state wants to have an ultimate control over it, you are not living in a free country.
Right.
You are living in a surveillance state. Sorry, Mr. Government, we have something called the Constitution. We have something called the right to life. We have something called the right to privacy.
Okay.
These are concerns which the state, which the government is not addressing.
Okay.
And wants to hurry every citizen into this collective jail.
All right. There are larger issues also to be discussed here. And Ravinder Gupta, you are the Joint General Secretary of the All India Bank of Officers Confederation. Your confederation has actually written to the RBI, to the IBA, to the finance minister, saying that this could also be a logistical nightmare to link Aadhaar and bank accounts as far as the banks themselves are concerned. What are your concerns?
Basically, till such time, we are talking about the planning and the legality of this entire issue. But see, at the bottom, I am the person, like I am the banker. So we have to give it the shape. We are the operation. See the problems we are facing till such time. You know, you can anticipate there are 144 crores accounts, the deposit accounts in the banking system as on date. I'm talking about the deposit accounts. Out of that, 117 crores are the same bank accounts. So how these 2 months in time, these 144 crores accounts can be linked to the banking channels? And moreover, I am in a financial sector. All the implication and risk is with me. Today's case, you just heard about the Maharashtra. Basically, one Aadhaar card was linked to 188 farmers' account, and the entire facility has been stalled, and the onus has been put on the banks. The buck has been passed on to the bank. And moreover, see, we are the banks and bankers. We have the time to come in the morning, but we do not have any time. Demonetization, we worked for entire two months. We done all the work those has been given by the government of India to do.
Right.
And at the
so
same time,
essentially, what are the banks getting out of this? You know, you're taking on.
No. I want to raise one most important issue. Basically, at this moment, our government has been passing entire work. It may be the opening of the Jan Dhan
accounts, it may be the mudra loans, it may be the Jeevan Suraksha, it may be so many other schemes has been passed on to the bank.
Okay.
Aadhaar, just let me complete. Aadhaar till such time, till date, has been handled by the outside agencies.
Right.
Now the job of the enrollment and the registration has been given to the banks, and we people will be made responsible for this. And so the banking as on date is a short of the staff.
Yes.
And we are
okay,
not.
Okay, we hear you.
Let me complete. Let me complete.
Just, well, something from what Mr. Gupta is taking off and saying, and what you said, that there were 100 accounts in Maharashtra found to have the same Aadhaar number.
Yes.
Now the buck has been passed on to the bank, and he's right. First, they were private agencies.
Yes.
You see, the gentleman before Sanjayji who spoke, who's in support of Aadhaar, he makes a fundamental mistake, and the government's making this mistake. The government says Aadhaar is needed. This is their argument, because the other identities can be compromised.
Right.
But it is these compromised identities that the government, out of private agencies, have accepted in giving Aadhaar. Hence, you also have fake Aadhaars that is now coming up. So, do you realize that with one person linking everything to one Aadhaar card,
yes,
how badly your economy is going to collapse? This, if it collapses as a fraud, is going to see another dip of at least 1%.
Okay. But I want Abhayama also to respond to the point that was being made by Ravinder Gupta here of the Confederation of Indian Banks, that there are concerns that banks are being overburdened, that this is a staggering logistical exercise, that they must now coordinate something that was being done by external agencies before, and that in some sense this entire banking system is also now being held to ransom for this.
See, a change is something which no one welcomes. A change is always resisted, and sometimes you have to enforce a change. Yes, there is going to be, and if there are technicalities, if there are time constraints, those of course, you know, between the government and the association and the banks can be looked at. But it's human nature to resist change. If that is an argument, it's a technicality. My argument is that I don't see this hue and cry against personal liberty being, you know, everything being under the state. And that is true for everything that you do today. You go into all the Googles of the world and all the international, on the Facebook, they know everything. I mean,
no,
that is how
true.
Data mining is done.
That's
that
not
is
true.
How
they are privacy settings.
Realizing
I'm sorry.
The characteristic
you,
of a
this misinformation.
Don't you see ads appearing particularly to
no.
something you like? How do you think they do it?
No, I'm
that
sorry.
Is because
this
they
is
know
a
what is your
misinformation
interest,
being spread.
I said between the credit card and the
no,
mobile
please.
Phone. They, everyone will know
all
exactly
right,
what you're
let him finish and
now,
then.
You have a social security number in U.S. I mean, no one is, you know, you want to emulate and say, look, this happens in U.S., this happens in U.S., but suddenly everyone is quiet about it. No one is questioning it. In the social security number, the same function works. This
no,
is
no,
a better,
no.
with
no,
the biometric, second. This is a better system than the social no. security.
The U.S. The U.S. has data protection laws.
Mm-hmm.
Today, the AG admitted in the Supreme Court that they are still framing data protection clause. As of what he said about Google and Facebook, I am sorry, they have privacy settings. Anyone who's on social media will mm-hmm. tell you, and you can choose to what person sees and how much they see. Also, I choose to be on social media. Here, the government is forcing me to take an Aadhaar card, or it denies me my legitimate right to have a bank account, or in some cases, like in Jharkhand, my right to have rice, and therefore resulting in debt. These are not comparable. We are comparing mangoes to oranges, and that's not acceptable.
Sanjay Hegde, you had something to add.
The Googles of the world can't arrest you.
Exactly.
The Googles of the world can't make a law saying that this is compulsory. You shall have it or we will not deal with you in any manner whatsoever. The Googles of the world can't shut you out of the banking system, of the phone system and everything. When you are a government, you are a government under the constitution. You are under a constitutional contract with your citizens to protect their life and liberty. If liberty has to mean something, it means a life which has privacy in it. The government cannot insist that everybody has one identity,
yes,
which is then handed over to the government for the government and its agencies to do what they want with it. You cannot have such a system without absolutely protecting the citizen's privacy and the privacy of his data. I do not want my life to be open to any joint secretary in the finance department who decides
right.
that I am going to see what Sanjay Hegde is buying. I am going to see how where he is traveling.
Yes.
I forget a joint secretary. You will have every individual, somebody in the telecom ministry or the telecom operator.
Okay, fair enough. And perhaps, about, you know, I do want to take this back to
one identity over databases. Everything is open.
I do want to take this back to Abhay Aima. I think it really boils down to the question that everyone is now asking, who is going to vouch for the security of my personal data? I mean, there were reports in August this year of the UIDAI website being hacked, a lot of data being compromised. What is to prevent that from happening again?
Sorry, are you asking me?
Yes, yes, Mr. Aima, go ahead.
You know, these are two separate issues. It's not someone else. I don't know, when we talk about the government and the state, it's your state, it's your government, it's your country. I mean, what are you talking? You're talking as if you're sitting on an alien land and saying, see how I agree to the fact that, look, the data needs to be protected. It cannot be accessed.
So
if we are talking of
India,
building
sir.
Laws, so it's okay if it is done in US. Why? Laws. Because they have a better protection system. Can't we do the same thing here? You know, it's very strange. You look at your own government, you are saying this is not someone else's government. We got this government in. It's our government. So if you are suspicious about everything that the government does, then there is an issue. I mean, then there is no argument for
that. So what
that.
So what then, action then did my government take against things, the 130 million accounts that got leaked?
It can
spoke
go
about
you know different kinds of loop altogether.
Okay, Sunil Alag also with us right now, and I do want to bring him in. I'm sorry, Mr. Alag, you had to wait all this while. We had technical problems with your line.
Laws to protect the data, which is not misused, accessed, by all means, yes.
Okay, to just bring in Mr. Alag at this point, the fundamental question we're asking is why the rush to make Aadhaar mandatory over here? Why is there not a wait really for the Supreme Court to have a final say in the matter?
You know, I think, look, waiting for the Supreme Court to have a final say in everything is becoming ridiculous in this country, because the executive has to take some authority. And the judiciary has to take some authority. We are referring everything to the judiciary, so you get an overreach. Besides that point, I'm raising as a citizen, what happens if when you're living in America and you have a social security number? You cannot go anywhere without that social security number. That card is used for opening accounts, for taking a phone, for making a purchase. They have everything about you.
Well, I think the point was already made and answered by saying that there is a level of security over there which we're not being able to ensure at this point, at least over here. Till the government has a proper data security law in place.
No, solve the security issue.
So then do it after it's solved.
Don't throw the baby out
with
the bathwater.
Why do you have to do it before it's solved?
If you have an issue about the security, let's see. No, one second. Can I finish? I've been listening to all of you all. Just let me finish for a couple of minutes and then you can debate this. Look, why do we have to wait for learning? I mean, America has a system. Bring it in. Why do we have to learn in our own? It takes exactly, if you go to Nandan Nilekani or someone and tell them to bring in a level of security that America has, they'll bring it in within a couple of months.
And this yet, sir, in August, we had
black and white TV
thousands
to color
of...
TV to this. Those days are over. Those days are over.
And social security in America is not linked to biometrics. Please stop spreading canards on the channel.
There's security
it is
available
not
everywhere
linked
in
to
the
biometrics.
World.
The social security in America is not linked to
Come
your
on,
biometrics. Yeah. Let's
no,
get
Aadhaar is a very good step. If it is not perfect, No,
your social security in America is not linked to biometrics.
You get your passport without biometrics.
Is your, now, no, let's second, don't now, change the goalposts. You spoke about the social security in America.
America.
It is not linked
is
to your biometrics.
Your social security
so
number in America.
What system are you going to import from America?
If you
can
have
you
not
seen to me?
Either go and study what America has or see enough movies. One second.
Let's stop. In the beginning, Aadhaar card was not authorized a document to open an account. Is what not qualifying the KYC at this moment. And
right, now you are saying you are locating one
Aadhaar
having 10 accounts
to
stop it.
We are running with a
You'll be able to stop it by doing this.
At this moment,
All right, first of all, we have to plug those leaks.
Gentlemen, before this gets too heated, let's remember
that the matter is still in the courts and we will hear the final word perhaps from the Supreme Court. Until such time, perhaps there is a need to pull back somewhat, at least that's what activists and legal experts would have us believe at this point. But really, the final word on the matter today at least came from the Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee. She said nothing would induce her to link her mobile phone with Aadhaar for fear of her phone being tapped. We're going to leave you with our soundbite of the day. Thank you for watching. The buck stops here.
Mobile Aadhaar card number amra debo na tate jodi mobile na thake na thakbe. Na thake na thakbe ami to debo. Amar mobile jedin company kete debe agency kete debe ami beche jabo bhai.